Good morning from Bally Baptist Church and from our little thought for the day. Friday morning again, the last Friday of the month, Friday the 28th of August. And I trust that you're well this morning and continuing to know the goodness and blessing of God. We still need to exercise care in this awful situation, but we look to the Lord for his continued guidance and his blessing and goodness in all of this lockdown, and as we seem to be coming out of that, although there's still difficulties, but we just long for a better church life. But we thank you for tuning in this morning again, Friday morning. Over the past Fridays, we've been looking at the lovely Psalm 23. And last week we looked at verse 5. This morning we want to look, we come to the last verse of the psalm, and we'll try to deal with that this morning. It's a lovely completion, to the psalm. And this verse 6 is in two parts. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A lovely verse. And friends, we have seen from verse 1. Verse 1 is the key verse to the psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And the whole psalm progresses from that and flows from that verse 1. And this verse 6 is no exception to all that progression. And I would like I'd like to go over that with you this morning, just again to show the great truth of I shall not want. And I go over it this morning again because it shows us a great truth. And the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want rest, for he makes me to lie down in green pastures. I shall not want refreshment, for he leadeth me beside the still waters. I shall not want restoration, for he restoreth my soul. I shall not want guidance, for he leads me in paths of righteousness. I shall not want companionship in the hour of trial, for thou art with me. I shall not want comfort, for thy rod and staff, they comfort me. I shall not want provision, for thou preparest the table before me. I shall not want value or esteem, for thou anointest my head with oil. I shall not want satisfaction, for my cup runneth over. And now verse 6 this morning continues, I shall not want goodness and mercy, for goodness and mercy shall follow me, and I shall not want a home at last, for I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And dear friends, this morning, the great truth that I refer to is that this, all of this shows us our completeness in Christ. Our completeness in Christ. In Paul's letter to the Colossians, he gets to the heart of that lovely little book in chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we are complete in him. And this truth can bring a dramatic change to in our lives. There are two declarations here. The fullness of God is in Christ. Everything that God is, we will find in Christ. What God is, Christ is. And secondly, the fullness of Christ is in the believer. The fullness of Christ is in the believer. And this is hard for us to take in, but it's a very special truth. We are complete in him. The fullness of the Godhead dwelleth in Christ, and Christ fills the believer. Christ fills the believer. And that's a tremendous truth this morning, and a tremendous completeness for us. And I don't have to go around with my head down and my heart down, because the great shepherd has promised to see me through all the way. The completeness, our completeness in Christ, I shall not want. And this lovely verse, and verse 6 of the psalm, and Paul finishes this psalm with a lovely picture of peace and thanksgiving. And David bursts forth in praise and reflection at the greatness of God to finish this psalm. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. His praise and reflection on the greatness of God and the thanksgiving. And the first word in our little verse this morning, the first word, surely. And this is not a hope-so situation. Not a hope-so situation. It means most certainly, truly, without a doubt, surely. And in Psalm 58, verse 11, the last verse of that psalm, we have the word verily twice in that verse. And that this word here this morning, surely, is the very same Hebrew word has translated verily in the last verse of Psalm 58. Verily, twice in that verse. And God has never failed. And God has never broken a promise. And there will never be a day that he will not be by our side. Never be a day that he will not be at our side. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. And that takes us, friends, to two great characters of God. Surely goodness and mercy. Two great characters of God. And friends, we could just get bowled over this morning completely if we went down that road thinking of the greatness of God and all the characteristics of God, the love of God and the knowledge of God and the holiness of God and the power of God and the faithfulness of God. And if we went down that road, we would be bowled over. The patience of God, the grace of God, the wrath of God, the immutability of God. What tremendous characters. And Paul lifts these two characters, goodness and mercy. And goodness, friends, goodness will give us and pardon, and mercy will pardon us. Spurgeon says, goodness will supply all our needs, and mercy blots out all our sins. Goodness supplies all our needs, and mercy blots out all our sins. Goodness of God speaks of his grace and his mercy, refers to his kindness in lifting us up in life's journey when we fall along the way. Paul told the Romans, In chapter 2, verse 4, despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth to repentance. The goodness of God leadeth to repentance. Friends, where would we be today if it had not been for the goodness of God? Where would any of us be today if it hadn't been for the goodness of God? All through David's life, there never was a change on God's part. His ups and downs in life were part of David's part. And friends, it's the same with us. I am God, I change not. That's what God says. I am God, I change not. The goodness of God followed us all in our past waywardness and sin. The goodness of God convicted us on the crowded broad road that led to a lost eternity and brought us to repentance. Psalm 33 verse 5, the earth is full of the goodness of God. All enjoy that goodness, the just and the unjust. He maketh the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. All enjoy the goodness of God. The earth is full of the goodness of God. We think of the hymn, All the way my Saviour leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his mercy and his goodness to us today? Friends, we are here today because of the goodness and mercy of God. And then mercy to pardon. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His delight, he delighteth in mercy. His wealth, he is rich in mercy. His throne, I will commune with thee from off the mercy seat. The goodness of God and the mercy of God. Psalm 105, we get both again in the one verse, just like Psalm 23. The Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting. Psalm 100, verse 5. And Psalm 103, verse 11. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. Verse 17. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. So those two lovely characters of God that David lifts to complete this psalm, goodness and mercy. And then it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Friends, we may go astray. We may wander from the path, neglect his love, ignore his presence. Call it what you may, but God is there. God is there to recover us. God is there to recover us. Goodness and mercy is on track. Goodness and mercy is on the track. His mercy endureth forever. Caught again, friends, in the arms of goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. And then it says, shall follow me all the days of my life. Sometimes hard days, difficult days, good days, tired days. But there will never be a day that heaven's escort will be missing of these two great twin angels of God in all of this earthly life. You may be having a bad day, a lonely day, without a ray of comfort, but please understand that close to you are God's angels, veiled from sight, loving goodness which cannot fail, and his tender mercy, standing beside you, binding you to fear not, bidding you to fear not. Please take heart, and please take new courage today. God knows all the days ahead. God knows all the days ahead. Their temptations, their sorrows, but as thy days are, so shall thy strength be. That unblessed day will never come. That unblessed day will never come. Though unperceived by mortal sense, faith sees them always near, a guide, a glory, a defence, then what have we to fear? What have we to fear? And then it says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Heaven is a real place, the Father's house, a place where death cannot invade. We belong there. There is a place reserved for us there. John 14, we all know it well. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. This world is not our home. This world is not our home. We are just a passing through. We're going home, you know the hymn, we're going home to glory soon, to see the city bright, to walk the golden streets of heaven and bask in God's own light. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord. Home in heaven, where we will know each other, and where we'll be in a new body. 1 Corinthians 12, what will it be like? Sown in corruption, raised in incorruption. Sown in dishonor, raised in glory. Sown in weakness, raised in power. Sown a natural body, raised a spiritual body. And this morning, friends, we can ask a serious question. What is the level of my life? What is the level of my life? Many are setting that level down low, and not according to our standing in the Lord Jesus. Many are setting it low. Friends, think of the teaching of three lovely chapters in God's Word. Romans chapter 6, Ephesians chapter 2, and Colossians chapter 3. Three mighty chapters in God's Word. And what is our standing? What is our standing? And there seems, friends, to have been a sense that David was enjoying heaven before he got there. There seems to have been that sense that David's enjoying heaven. And Psalm 91, one of my favorite verses, talks about dwelling in the secret place of the Most High and abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. And friends, there are many levels on which we may live today. And the level of our standing in Christ, and that's good. The level of our standing in Christ, and that's good. And we should try to live in that heavenly level. So friends, that's that abundant life. Living in that level, that standing, our standing in Christ. We think of James Montgomery's lovely hymn, That Man with Connections to Grace Hill. Forever with the Lord, amen, so let it be. Life from the dead is in that word, as immortality. Here in the body bent, absent from him I roam, and nightly pitch my moving tent, a day's march nearer home. A lovely psalm, friends, this morning, a lovely verse. Verse 6 to finish Psalm 23. I hope you have enjoyed it. We thank you all so much for tuning in to these devotionals from the elders in Valley every morning over the past 21 weeks. We thank you so much for tuning in. And I have enjoyed the Psalms and enjoyed this Psalm 23. And friends, please remember how that Psalm 23 is grouped. Psalm 22, the Good Shepherd, he died for me. Psalm 23, the Great Shepherd, he lives for me. And Psalm 24, the Chief Shepherd, who's coming for me. So I trust that that you have enjoyed Psalm 23. And I know so many have enjoyed all the devotionals from our little thoughts for the day from Bali. And we trust this morning that you will be blessed as we complete this lovely psalm, all about our relationship, the relationship of the shepherd and the sheep. So we trust that you'll concentrate and think about verse 6 of Psalm 23 today, that will be in your mind and you'll meditate on that. Now we'll commend ourselves to God in prayer this morning and look to him for the rest of the day. Our Father, we bow reverently in your presence again this morning. Our Father, we thank you for all that is ours in the Lord Jesus. Father, we praise you for this lovely verse, the truth of it. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, we praise you that our place is in heaven. Our place is reserved there. Father, we thank thee for all that you have done for us. We thank thee for the goodness of God to us on the mercy of God to us. And Father, we just lift our hearts today in thankfulness for all of that truth and all that that means to us. And Father, we pray that these thoughts will fill our hearts today and encourage us and bless us. And Father, we praise you for all that was accomplished for us, that we can live today on a level that is great, regarding a level that compares with our standing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank thee for that completeness that we know in him today, that in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we are complete in him. Father, we praise you for all of that this morning, and we pray that you will help us, that we will know the grace of God and the blessing of God to live in that level today and in that completeness, and we praise you for it. Father, bless our people today, bless our congregation. Think of those that are shut in. Father, bless them today and help them and be with them. We pray for those on duty in the hospitals from our fellowship. Father, bless them and keep them safe. And we pray, our Father, for the work of our church. We praise you that we're able to be back in. We pray that that will continue to increase and that we'll soon get back again to a greater level of fellowship and communion together with God. So, Father, we praise you this morning, bless your name, give thanks again, and commend and commit ourselves to thee today, and give thanks again for it all in the Saviour's honoured name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, folks, so much, and for all your blessing and for all your help. Thank you so much.